Thank you, Tara.
Good
morning, Ivan. This is Gail. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I understand you and Tara were chatting a little bit about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google for Raleigh under the category of landscaping. So what I'll do is walk you through how everything works, answer all of your questions. I'll get pricing for you as well. And I see you qualify as one of our legacy companies. Appreciate your years in service. And then if the plan makes sense for you, Ivan, and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on this listing today. Is that fair enough?
Well, I just need to know more about it.
You bet. I'm sorry. What was that on?
I said, I don't know anything about it. It's something that I am aware of the concept of it, but I've never had time to educate myself on it.
Oh, no problem. So, the first thing that we do here is we'll close out the Raleigh area for the category of landscaping. So what that'll mean for you is in that radius, and it's a 50-mile radius that we close around your home base. So what means for you inside that 50-mile radius is we never will promote or work with any of your competitors. So if someone came along tomorrow that offered outdoor living spaces as one of their services, very strict Google rules that we have to follow, we're not allowed to work with them. So we are only allowed to work with one company in that 50-mile radius. Now, that doesn't mean that you are required to travel that entire 50-mile radius or that you can only travel that 50-mile radius. You're free to do business in the manner that you normally do business. As from pricing to which jobs you take or don't take, we have absolutely no say in that, nor does Google. And then, of course, we do all of the programming that's necessary, the backlinking, the content building, so that you appear in the map section on the first page of Google anytime anybody is searching your services. So we'll take all of your services. So I noticed you do irrigation as well, outdoor lighting, things like that. We'll use all of those services that you offer as keywords so that when someone searches for irrigation in and around the Raleigh area, you'll pop up on that first page of Google right in the map anytime they're searching. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. And then those calls will go right to you. We don't filter them or screen them. We don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And then, of course, like I said, you do business the way you do business. We have no take or say in how many jobs you take or don't take, what you charge, where you travel, where you don't travel. That's all up to you. Does that make a little bit more sense, Ivan?
So all the keywords, what about like if somebody goes in there and say on our website, I think it has the locations like the towns or municipalities that we're interested in. That will it also do if they go in there and put, you know, landscaping Wake Forest, then that will also come up?
Excellent question. So the local programming for where you would appear in the map is just that. It's local. You may get some that will find you from Wake Forest, Durham, Cary, outlying areas. If you really want to saturate those areas, we use either Facebook ads or possibly Google Guaranteed. Are those areas that you'd really like to be found in?
Well, what I'm saying is your thing, you say 50 miles with a 50-mile radius. I don't even care about a 50-mile radius. I mean, really what I need would be like a 15-mile radius.
Well, then no problem. Then yes, that you'll be found. Absolutely. That's not that. I was thinking those towns were a little bit farther away. But
no problem.
So
how does your program work? Does it work off off a GPS central point, or how can you do that?
So the searches are based on where the person is when they perform that search. So it could be somebody, okay, I live in Colorado. I work remotely. So if me and my computer traveled to Raleigh and sat down in a coffee shop somewhere in Raleigh and Googled landscapers, you're going to come up. Now, if me and my computer sitting in Atlanta and I Google landscapers, you're not going to come up. You're in North Carolina.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want that to happen. Yeah, I don't care about that. I think what I'm asking you is do we need to see what this is hard for me to describe, but really because I live about 20 miles from where I work, I've chosen to not go as far to the south of my office as we once did because of traffic, but move more toward my house, which is to the north. So I would prefer the center of our radius, if it makes any difference, to be north of where we're actually, our office is located by a few miles. So it would put us, you know, it would pop up from that center area. But if you're saying it's not that finely tweaked, then it probably doesn't matter.
Right. I think you're okay. And you're of course free. You know, if you get someone that calls you from further than where you want to travel, you can feel free to decline. Or what a lot of our clients do is weigh out, see if it's going to be a good enough paying job that it would justify a nuisance tax or a travel fee. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I understand. That makes sense. So you're saying though, if this thing, will it work off of our street address, the 50 mile radius?
Yes. Yep. It does.
Well,
so it'll, go ahead.
Even with that, so it will way more than cover the area that I'm wanting to cover already. I mean, there's nothing in any direction outside of a 50-mile radius. And the vast majority of that 50-mile radius I'm not interested in, unless it's, like you say, that one in a million opportunity that might would come up.
You bet. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's all well within bounds. And so you'll appear – now, you're familiar with the map section, right, Ivan? You've seen that in doing your own searches, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go in there and type in shoe repair near me or something like that.
Does anybody still do that?
Well, the young crowd may not, because they may have social media what to do it, but that's the way I do it, because I don't live with social media.
Oh, no. No, I meant, does anybody still do shoe repair? Because I have boots I need repaired.
Well, I mean, if you're like me, you do it yourself. You get some screws and some caulk and you fix it.
Hey, now you're talking. I like that. I like that. There are glues out there that are amazing. So now, Ivan, I was just looking too to see what you had so far for online presence. And you've got a beautiful looking website. Who designed that for you? Don't tell me you did.
I mean,
You did.
I told the lady it's just very simple. I didn't want it extravagant. I've got to get more pictures on there. It's a family-run business. It's just me. I do all the bidding, all the estimating. You know, I manage things to the degree that I can from day to day. I don't have time to do what I know really needs to be done in terms of marketing and online presence with Facebook and Twitter, and I don't have time for it, and that's why I don't do it. It's not because I don't believe it's beneficial. So I wanted to create a website rather than overwhelming people that is more or less it just cuts to the chase. It gives them a quick blip if they're interested in very practical solutions to their problems, I'm the person to call. If you want an artist, call somebody else.
Yes,
you know,
there
kind of
you
thing.
Go. Well, and two, so you shouldn't have to worry about all of those things, the technical side of it. You're supposed to specialize in landscaping. And it is hard for a small business to try to do all of those things and wear all of those hats. I mean, the education required alone to be able to do all those things. So something for you to consider, all of our services include building a website. Now, even though you have a website, what we could do for you to give you a further boost, and it won't cost you anything, we don't charge for it, we could rebuild your website. It can still have the same look and feel. It'll still be your photos. It'll still be all about Tar Heel landscape. Nothing changes there. We can even keep the colors the same. But the difference would be what we do on the back end in the programming. So we would build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized, which is going to help amp your visibility on that first page too, without losing the simplicity. We don't like to make sites complicated either, because you're right. People just get lost in it and they don't need to. What they really want to see is, like you've got here, they want to see those pictures of your work. They want that little bit about you to learn who they're working with, of course, you know, who's going to spend all this time on their property, and can they trust you? So that's something that we could do too. Now, you mentioned Facebook. Do you have a Facebook business page out there, Ivan?
I do not, no.
Okay. Is that something that you've been meaning to get to?
Well, like I say, realistically, I am so busy that I don't mean I'm so busy because I'm making so much money and I ain't got time to fool with it. I mean, I'm so busy trying to run things from day to day. I know there's no way that I have time to take another step and have to, you know, keep a pet page current and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And my wife, who is also, you know, my partner in the business and in life, is relegated more or less now to keeping grandchildren, and that's what she really wants to do at this point. And so she is not a tech savvy or passionate person. She goes on Facebook and all that TikTok and looks at all this funny stuff and scrolls through it and tells me when somebody dies and all that, but she doesn't have the interest level go in there and do that either. I have kids. My kids are not involved in the business. They made the decision to do other things. They've done well. You know, I applaud them. I'm not upset about it at all, but I don't have anybody, you know, I'm 60, you know, I'm going to do this for as long as God allows me to. And then after that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. But in the meantime, I need to be, you know, I need to be profitable and up to date as I can be and still be able to breathe.
You bet. And that's understandable, very understandable. But both where you and your wife are at with business and in life. So now, to me, my mind first goes to, let's get your business then to a point where you can sell it. If your kids don't want it, which same thing happened to me. I had a remodeling company. My kid didn't want it. It just wasn't for her. I actually retired out of remodeling and came to work here, but that's a whole other thing. But it was because I was able to grow that company to the point where I could sell it. And it was actually a value because it had a steady stream of new clients coming in. If I didn't have that steady stream of new clients coming in, there was no way I'd have been able to sell it. People would have looked at it and went, well, when you're gone, the business isn't worth anything, right? I mean,
well,
as it is now.
That's the way my business is right now. I don't feel like, other than me and the experience that I have, I don't feel like, and the integrity that I have, I think if somebody came in and bought it out, unless they were willing to work it with the same diligence as I have, I think it would pretty quickly have an untimely demise.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking, is if you have a steady stream of clients coming in that you can promise the new owner that, yeah, I mean, I've got all these marketing avenues set up. This is how we get business. So they're buying then the company name, the company reputation. And I would assume it would be somebody younger who is working in landscaping and wanted to continue. That's kind of what happened to me with remodeling too. It was a younger guy who could do the 200-300 miles a day checking in on 20 job sites that I just couldn't do anymore. So that's kind of I think what could happen for you too, and that it only happens with that steady stream of new business, truly. I mean, would you agree? You need to have that business coming in so that they can look at it.
Well, I don't know how it is where you are. In our market, you cannot find good help. And, you know, everybody wants to get a shiny pickup truck and wear mirror sunglasses around and look cool. But
right.
The younger generation is not willing to crawl up under a tractor and figure out why a linkage came loose and get dirty as all get out. And, you know, because that's what it takes in our business. You have to be
right.
You have to be a repairman. You have to know how to solve problems. I mean, remodeling, I would think would be very similar. I mean, there's not remodeling
is
nasty. I mean, you go in and rip out old nasty mess that's been dripping for,
yeah.
you know, 10 years and, you know, old drains are stopped up with hair and toothpaste. And I mean, it's nasty
gross.
Work.
It is.
And so,
you know,
I mean,
what?
But
there are
people don't want to do
few.
That. Everybody wants to do other stuff.
Well, and you know, there are still a few out there who do, and it's funny you should mention that too, because once we've got you placed on First Page, what the kids do now is they research companies that they might want to work for or apply at. So when they're doing their research, they're using Google too, and they're looking for those companies that are progressive, I hate that word, but progressive in their thinking toward business, I guess maybe is a better way to say that.
Well,
they're
I mean,
looking
you
for those.
You can't get stagnant. I understand that. And so, yeah, I mean, progressive is not, I mean, you don't have to be progressive politically to be progressive in business.
Right.
You're willing
exactly.
to make your, you know, you got to make changes as needed. You got to adapt to the current situation. So I get that.
Right, definitely. Right. And so being in the map on the First Page, they're going to be searching for similar things. So your future employees are going to be searching for similar things that your future clients are going to be looking for on Google. So those kids, you know as well as I do, some of them are lazy, some of them are go-getters, but when they're searching on Google, they're usually pretty lazy. Most of us are. And most of them look for the companies that are in the map section. So I think the quality of employee you're going to find is going to change once we get you on that First Page too. Just as you're going to draw more clients in, you also become then a magnet for good employees, the ones that are actually looking. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. If you're not found, you're also not found by the good employees. You're left.
Well, there's no doubt that we are not found. And I just did something recently, you know, that is along the lines of what you're offering here. You know, and I had calls about before I signed up with this home advisor thing. It's, what is it, Angie Now or something?
Yeah.
I've been part of that for probably a month and a half, and I think that in the month and a half, I've got two good leads out of it, and the rest of it just makes no sense. They don't do any screening. It's just,
no.
it's a mess, and then I get charged, you know, 60 or 80 bucks for a lead.
Per lead, right.
That's not worth anything. You know, I get like, you know, I'm trying to advertise to you know, do brick patios or, you know, outdoor fireplaces and stuff like that. And this guy calls me the other day, for example, he's a PhD, but he, you know, I had to pay for his lead. Somebody ran over some kind of rock column with a split rail fence attached to it in his front yard. I mean, it's just something you'd get a handyman to do. You don't need a landscape. And so for me to,
and you get charged for that lead.
Yeah, you get charged for it because there's no way of screening. And so I'm about to the point, and like I say, I've had two good leads. I've had one lead that I don't think we're going to get the job, but at least it was kind of work I was looking for. And then I've got another lead that I think there's a good chance we'll get the job. But in the meantime, I had to give them $300 or something like that to start off with. Plus, I probably paid them, you know, at least 10 times I pay them $60 or $80 for leads. And the percentage, you know, I expect phone calls to my office that aren't really costing me anything per lead. It's really easy for me to call them out. But see, they're telling me to call the people. Well, I call the people. They don't return the call. I'm supposed to call them again. You know, whereas if somebody calls me or somebody emails me, then I know they're really serious.
Right.
Somebody playing on the computer late at night, oh, I might like to have a fireplace one day. Click. It's no skin off their back. They're not having to have a personal conversation with anybody because they're hiding behind a keyboard.
And you just paid $80.
Yeah, I paid $80, and it's like it just, you know, you call them, and if you ever do get up with them a third of the time, their reaction is, oh, you know, you can tell that they didn't ever expect to hear anything. So I don't know why they even did.
Right. Well,
so that's my history in trying to do better. So you're telling me what you're doing is even better. So bottom line is, what is it going to cost to get this done?
Yeah, absolutely. I need to get you some pricing. And gosh, Ivan, we should have had you on this years ago instead of just now. So a couple of things that you touched on. One of the things that service does is they buy lists of homeowners who once looked at a project, a home improvement project of some kind. They load it into their database and it filters out. It's not necessarily people who are coming in the moment looking for your services. So that's the first thing. It was one of the things I ran into too, those scrappy leads. And then if I only get one out of every 10 leads and each lead costs me $80, I'm spending $800 for one lead, right? I mean, that's just,
Not to mention that in this case, you know, when you're doing these quote and patios and all, it's not cookie cutter. You know, you can't just go out there and say, hey, you want a 200 square foot patio, it's, you know, $20 square foot, you know.
Right.
You know, you can't do that because every job has all its own nuances, and so it takes a lot of time to fix it.
Oh, sure. You've got to look at it. You've got to get eyes on it so you can see, you know, what's in your way. I mean, there's always more to the story than meets the eye.
Right.
And yeah, you do need to spend that time. So the difference between first page of Google and what you're getting right now is those people who are searching on Google are actively looking for a solution for a problem. And especially the ones who are selecting a company in the map section, they're usually extra interested because they're just not shopping any further. They look at the map, they see Tar Heel Landscape, they see that you've got great Google reviews, which you do. You've got great reviews everywhere that I can find, and they just click.
Our reviews were like 2.3 because the only people see, that's something else. I did not know that I'm supposed to ask people to review us. So the only reviews we ever had on there, we were like customers, like people call up the internet and say, well, your driver's cut me off, and they review you based on that. Or one man called me, his wife was part of the homeowner association we were doing work at, and he didn't like the way our guys had pruned some bushes. And I was sitting there, even though he didn't have any standing, I was sitting there listening to him. He started cussing me out. I said, sir, I'm not going to listen to it, hung up on him. Well, he just went in there and just blew us away, saying that I was, you know, rude and all that kind of stuff. And, you know.
Oh, boy.
So I understand that. I don't know how you do all that. Do y'all manage that kind of stuff, too?
So that's actually not a difficult fix, and I do see that now. I see a couple bad ones in there. It's just a matter of getting more good ones, and we'll actually, as long as you'll let us rebuild your website for you, we'll install a tool on there to help you get more Google reviews, and those are going to be the ones that are going to come from your clients. And hey, I would ask for them too. You know, if you did a great job for somebody and they're complimenting you as you're walking out, you know, ask them to go give you a Google review, and you can email or text
them. Yeah, if you make it easy to do, then I think that's fine. I don't mind doing it like you say. I don't like sending somebody an email 6 months after the fact. But in fact, I don't even mind telling them, you know, at the outset when I give them a price, say, and we're going to do a great job for you if you select us. We just ask that when we get done, you give us a Google review, you know, so it's already on their mind. I don't mind doing that. I just never realized it's a big deal anymore, but now I understand life has changed and I've got to change with it. So, there again, I know. Pricing, because if I can't afford it, we're wasting our time.
You bet. Well, and that, let me ask you too, Ivan, are you in a contract with Angie's Home Advisor? Are you strictly on the pay per lead?
Well, I think I paid them for a year of service. If I want to cancel, I'll just call them and cancel.
Okay, good.
I'm
so you okay?
Do that because I'm just sick of it. You know, I mean, here's even the kind of stuff that I got. I got shamed because he said, "Well, here's somebody that you didn't call back for 32 hours," and I'm like, "Man, he called. You know, they came in at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And I'm not gonna do that stuff on Sunday."
And he's like, "Wow,
you need to go."
That's ballsy.
I mean, but he was shaming me for that, you know, and. Some legitimate that places an inquiry at 10 o'clock on Saturday night is not going to be ugly because you don't call them back on Monday morning.
No, in fact, it might tick them off if you call them back at 10 o'clock at night because their phone had ringing to wake up the rest of their family.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's uncalled for. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, and it's never anything more, not even by a penny. We don't add taxes to it, and, of course, there are no click fees or call fees of any kind. They're unlimited, and it is on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just don't believe in it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which is what we're here to do, then we have no need to lock you into a contract. The only time we'd need to lock you into a contract is if we planned on not doing our job, and that's not the case. So I hope that's all right with you.
Tell me again the name of your company. What's the name of your group?
It's Local Splash, and we're a Google Premier Channel partner. We have been actually coming up 18 years in December. And under the same name, too, I'll add that there are a lot of fake companies out there that will come in under one company name, claim to be able to put you on the first page, take your money, run away, close up shop, come back as another name. I was actually scammed by a couple of them before I found Local Splash myself as a GC. That we've been in business under the same name for almost 18 years. And Google Channel partners for, I believe it's 15 of those years. And Google Premier Channel partners, there aren't a lot of us around, because it's a harder partnership level to achieve. We have to go through more training, more certification so that we know how to deliver information to Google to benefit you and how to best use Google's products to benefit you. So Google doesn't call.
Y'all pay them for the right to do all this, right? Y'all give them some money for the access that they give you, right?
Yes. Yep. Depending on what we sell, exactly. Yep. Yep.
Let's talk about monthly. I'm sitting here at a job site, and I need to give some direction.
You bet. So what I was looking at here for you, I think is going to be a great way to start, Ivan. It's actually the package that I started with Local Splash. And then we can grow from there if you decide you want to add on. So let me get I've got to pull up our retail screen for North Carolina. And then I've got a legacy discount I can apply for you to get that down. So let's see what we've got. So retail is coming up at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. Oh, hang tight. I'm not done yet. And then it comes up with the setup at $299. But with your legacy discount on there, oh, let me check that. That didn't look right. Okay, it's right. It took $200 off your monthly, Ivan. Wow. So it took your monthly down to $199, and it also took $200 off of your setup, making it just $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only, and you'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And
how long
that
will
include,
that $199 guaranteed for?
So my ability to apply the discount to our retail is only good for today, but you're locked in for life. So assuming
okay.
we can get you set up this morning, you'll be locked in for life at that $199. It's not a promotional dollar amount that'll go up later or adjust. You'll always be right there at that $199. Never anything more.
All right. So you were talking about different levels. What are these different levels?
Yeah, so something that we could do too, especially since you mentioned wanting to get on Facebook, it's literally a dollar for dollar trade. It goes in $100 ad blocks. So for $100 a month additional, we could add in $100 a month in Facebook ads. So I know personally, I've never been a Facebooker. I didn't get it. I never understood it. I use it for work and that's it. Every once in a while, I'll say hi to family I haven't seen in a while, but, I don't do all the other drama that goes on there, but it has become a great way for businesses to get their name out. And it's been a great way for people to find those local businesses. So the $100 that we would add on, literally, we go and buy $100 in Facebook ad credits for you every single month without fail. We write those ads, target them, run them, manage them. All you have to do is snag the inbound leads when they come through. And our team is really effective at writing good ads, and they're really good at targeting to get in front of the people you want to be seen in front of and not so much in front of the folks who aren't going to buy your services. So we can make that $100. I know it doesn't sound like a lot. I can't even fill my truck up for that anymore. But on Facebook, it goes a long ways because we're good at writing the ads. We can target it, get it in front of who you want to be seen in front of. And then there's also something called retargeting. You've probably experienced it if you didn't know it by name. A good example, a couple of weeks ago, my local sleep farm didn't have Wranglers in the length I needed. They were all too short. So I went on Wrangler.com, ordered my jeans. Wonderful, they're here. But ever since then, because I was searching for jeans, everywhere I go, my Facebook feed, even the game I play before I fall asleep at night, my Amazon, my Google, I've got ads for jeans following me everywhere. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware that that stuff, yeah,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
Know.
So
and
those ads.
I don't necessarily
those
know how,
ads.
You know, I don't know how good that is, but it might be fine.
Actually, it's pretty darn cool because all of those impressions didn't cost the advertiser, and they won't cost you, the advertiser, anything for those to show. They're just free advertising and free branding. The only time it counts against your ad block that we purchased for you is when they click to call you. But when they click to call you, it's likely because they feel like they know you and can trust you because they've seen your ad several times. It's kind of like, you know, most people need to see or hear about you 3 to 5 times before they'll ever buy from you. And those retargeted ads accomplish that. They get in front of those people as they're looking for landscaping services, and your ads as the advertiser follow them around. So they're great for you as the advertiser. And then when they click to call you, the cost is between 5 and 50 cents a click. And that's not additional on top of what you're spending already. That counts against the $100 that we purchased for you. So it's not adding on. It's just, it's like if you look at it as a debit account, a prepaid debit card that you put $100 into at the beginning of the month.
This is an upgrade, though. This is not the initial
yes.
thing.
Correct. It's something we could upgrade to. Yep, absolutely.
Let's get back to where we were. All right, so I talked in landscaping Raleigh on Google. And, and it's coming up. Where would I appear if I do this? What is it going to do to me? I mean, how is it going to get me up here?
So that's all in the magic and the programming that we do in the background. It's all, it's called white hat, the right way to do it as opposed to the crooked way to do it. So we do that through backlinking, directory submissions, which we get you out to up to about 60 different directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, all of those guys. And then of course, optimizing your website and making it Google compliant, and you're going to show up in the map. Usually in the map section, there's room for between 3 and 5 businesses, and you'll be positioned as one of the businesses in the map. And where in the map?
But I'm saying, this says sponsored, Google guaranteed, and it's showing two.
Yep, so the Google guaranteed.
Where it says businesses, I see 3 that show up, and then it says more businesses, and I hit more businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
So what you're seeing at the very top there where you said Google guaranteed, that's another upgrade. It's actually a pay per lead program, except,
the map then. I don't want to do any more upgrading. If we're going to do this thing, we got to get on with it because I'm going to lose any money. So what I'm saying, it goes to businesses. And there's three listed here on the before I hit more. So what's it going to do to me in that?
You're going to be right there on the first page when the map comes up. So you'll be there either in addition to or instead of, like right now I'm seeing Walters, Canopy Lawn, Dreamscapes are the ones that come up for me. You're going to be up there. Yep, you'll be up there either with them or one of them will get bumped. Either or.
Why do they get bumped?
They don't have anybody as good as us working on their programming and putting them in the map section. A lot of people are there by happy accident, truly.
A month. I'm going to pay $199 a month. How quick, if I do this, how quick am I going to get on that page?
Ivan, you've got excellent questions. So I'll tell you, industry standard is 6 to 9 months. I can't even say that I've seen that. The ones that I was taking advantage of when I was in construction, I was at 6-9 months and I never saw first page. We get you there in about 30 to 45 days. We're super quick. And in that meantime, in that 30 to 45 days, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on that you'll see happening as we go. So the directory submissions, you'll see yourself and others will see you out on Yelp and MapQuest fairly quickly. We'll have your website rebuilt and put right back on your domain.
Call me to redo the website stuff. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll talk with you. You actually will have an onboarding call with your technician and you'll talk about what you want or don't want on your website, where to upload photos for us.
The lady that did the website getting control of it. How does that work?
She'll
still be able to get her revenue, right?
You said the lady that built your website, does she have some stake in the company or I'm not sure?
No, but we pay her for hosting, every month.
Gotcha. Okay. So what we could do, as long as that domain name is yours, tarheellandscape.com, if we can actually move that over to our servers and host it so you don't have to pay for that, then you wouldn't have to pay for the hosting every month. And we don't charge for that.
How do we do that? We just eliminate her? She can't keep you from getting that. I mean, does she have to tell you how to get into it and all? How do we do that?
We would,
get...
Yeah, no, we'd work with her on that and figure out how to take it over. Most people, I mean, if they're decent people, which I suspect she probably is, they understand that, I mean, websites move all the time. So I don't foresee a problem. It's not like we go in and shake her and slap her face and tell her we're nice about it. We work with them on a professional level.
I'm going to say this. You know, I'm going to try this because I got to do something. The Angie thing didn't work. My wife is going to shoot me if I waste more money again.
Well, I think she's going to shoot you if you waste more money on Angie's.
Well, I mean, I don't have any way of knowing, but if you think this is going to work and it's going to make her happy because we get more calls and more good business, then it's worth it. But I see, the problem is, the way I am about my business is, when somebody calls me, I take care of them like it was my money. And I would trust that you're doing that for me.
That is exactly what I do. And honestly, Ivan, my husband is a home inspector here in Colorado. And I put his company on the exact program that I've got you on. And then he decided he wanted another location in a town about 90 miles away. So he went and did that, and then I set that location up on the same program. So, yes, 100%. I want to see
you succeed. All right, so what are we doing? Because I've got to get on the job with this thing.
I need to gather some info from you. Do you have 10, 15 minutes? If not...
I really don't, but I'm willing to give you my card number, and then we can talk later or something like that. I've just got a very busy day.
You bet. That works. Okay, Ivan, what is your last name?
My last name is Washburn, W-A-S-H-B-U-R-N.
And then on the card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
S.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's got the company name first, and my name is second.
Okay, perfect. And then are you at 8453 Ebenezer Church Road?
That's right. Raleigh, North Carolina, 27617.
27617. Perfect. And then I assume the cell phone that we are talking on is also your business number?
Well, no. We've got an office line that at my office that we've recently had routed to my wife's phone, but I don't mind my cell phone being the record phone for the purpose of dealing with this.
Okay, that sounds good. No problem. Let me get over here. So I'm going to bounce ahead, and we'll get to the billing so we can hang on to the listing for you. That way I can close it down, and nobody else is going to grab it. And then you and I will set up a time.
Get this thing done. Can you give me like 3 minutes? Can you hold for 3 minutes and let me go talk to these guys real quick, and then I'll come back and we finish?
Certainly. If that's all you
all
need,
right,
go for it.
All right. Let me. I'll be right back. Thanks.
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
All right. No worries. You sound like me. Pick up that stupid something I heard.
Yeah. That old contract in here and repainted, and they had huge flakes of paint that they sandblasted off the side of this building, and the paint flakes, some of them were 4 inches long, and they're white, and they're laying all in the bushes everywhere.
Oh, wow. Wow. I made one of my contractors. I walked in, he had laid all the tile for this huge shower. And I walk in and first thing I see are the grout lines are crooked. And I says, Todd, rip it out. You're redoing it. And he's all but, and it's going to cost you money. And I don't care. My name's going on this, not just yours, mine. And mine's the last name on it. So it's going to be right before I leave. And I made him rip it out and redo it. Well, actually, I had somebody else redo it. But he wasn't going to get a second crack at crooked grout lines. So I hear you. Sometimes you got to get ornery.
Well, I stay that way lately. All right. So what you're telling me is this $199 a month will also include hosting our website. Yep. So whatever we're currently paying to that lady, we won't have to pay anymore.
Exactly. And I'm putting that note in here right now. Actually, I was filling in some of the blanks that and checklists that I needed to fill in while you were getting your guys lined out.
I don't feel too bad about she redid my website about a year ago. She's a nice lady, but she's working from home. She's keeping two kids. And one of the things that I asked her about then was I said, what I got to do to get presents? She said, you know, once you get all this done with these keywords and all, she says, you're going to start getting a lot of calls. Well, that's been a year ago and I haven't had these calls.
Yeah, we need to get to where you get seen. Website is part of it, of course, but it's definitely not the end of things anymore. It used to be, you know, you could put up a website and people just found you. But so much has changed, and I know it's hard to get to
the website before the website can work.
Exactly. You're exactly right. All right, so let me get back over here to another screen. So company name, Ivan, I've got Tar Heel Landscape Enterprises. Is that the right name?
Do I have it listed?
Incorporated. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then
Tar, two words, T-A-R, and then a space, and then H-E-E-L.
Okay,
landscape with a landscape with an E on the end, not landscaping, but L-A-N-D-S-C-A-P-E.
Got it. All right, and then enterprises, correct?
Enterprises, but not with an I.
Yeah, right.
It's a mess. Public schools did not do its job in a lot of cases.
My gosh. Don't get me going. We pulled our daughter out of that mess. What is your email address, Ivan? And hopefully, is it something you can grab on your phone by chance?
It's Ivan at TarHeelLandscape.com. TarHeelLandscape.com.
Perfect.
Ivan at TarHeelLandscape.com.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to send you a couple of emails here. The first one is purely informational. It's information on our dashboard and analytics. So I don't think we even covered that, but you'll have an area on our site where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, get into your website if you want to make changes, though you don't have to. We'll make them for you. And, oh, gosh, what else is in there? I think, well, there's more in there. But we want you to be able to see that reporting and see what you're getting. And then the second one I'm going to send, The second one, I want you to have the exact price and package that you're getting so you've got that in writing. And that's the next one that's coming over to you. Oh, it says address not found. What did I do wrong? I must have a typo.
I-B-A-N at CARHEELLANDSCAPE.com.
Let me try that again.
Sometimes people maybe skip one of the L's.
That's what I think I might have done. Let me try it again. It was obviously a problem on my end. I hate typos, but it's not like it's the first one I've ever made. So it could be me. All right. Did that first email make it through to you yet? Hopefully I got it right this. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So I did have it. Perfect. All right. So then I'll go ahead and send the other one again since it bounced back to me. Oh, come on. You know, I hate it when I can think faster than my computer. We always kind of expect them to just go faster than we do for some reason. Okay, there we go. That second one should be on its way to you too. All right, and then we got that checked. Let's go ahead, Ivan, and set up your onboarding call. So we blocked an hour for this call. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, though, and you don't need to be in front of a computer for it. I'm actually gathering all of the links and info that we need today so that when you do your onboarding call, you don't need to have it all in front of you. So let's see what we've got. Yikes. Today is booked up solid. Tomorrow, though, it looks like we've got pretty much every hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock going through 6 p.m. Is there an hour slot in there that we could borrow? Good question, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar to make sure I don't mess something up.
No problem. And while you do that, I'm going to throw a couple text messages your way to just some more information that I want you to have.
Let me see. Give me a second.
Still can't believe it. Are you sure it's November already? I'm in denial.
All right. Customer service, you just sent me text messages. I've got that. So I would say 1 p.m. tomorrow is good.
1 o'clock. You got it. Let me grab that calendar appointment. I'll set that up, and then I'll let you know in just a minute here. I'll have another email on the way to you.
And what am I having to do with all these emails?
So the emails are just for your records. If you want to learn more about the dashboard, you can click through there and look at that. If
you need to learn what the onboarding guy, well, they walk me through it because Angie did onboarding too, and it's more like waterboarding.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. They'll walk you through it. Definitely. In fact, I initiate that call. So I'll be on the call with you at the beginning.
I may actually need more than an hour, knowing me, because I'm so dumb and I have so many stupid questions to ask.
Oh, no. Not at all. And if you do need extra time, it's okay. We will find it. Oh, and then the text that I sent you, the first one that came through is my contact information. I am and will remain always the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems of any kind, I don't anticipate
you. You're going to stick through it. You're not going to do like Angie where this real nice guy brings me on and then they send me to somebody else to.
Yeah, no, I'll be there with you. And anytime you need to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me. I will always answer your call, even if you're yelling at me. I'll still sit there and let you yell at me, and then we'll figure out how to fix it.
Well, I'm going to try not. I mean, I wouldn't have to yell at the other guy if he would listen to my questions. and answer, right? Answer me. I just, so just, yeah. Is it okay if I go ahead and get rid of the Angie stuff? That's not getting off your back at all.
No, I'd rather see you save the money. Definitely. And you know, Ivan, let me do this. I was just looking at our time. So our phone system times us out. It doesn't think anybody could possibly talk for an entire hour, so our line must be just left open. So she's about to kick us off in about 4 minutes. Rather than listen to her automated rudeness, if you don't mind, let's hang up and I will call you right back. That'll restart her timer and then she won't yell at me. That be all right? You bet.
Yeah,
I'll call you right back.
Right back.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, Ivan. Talk to you in a minute.